B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Loi. This takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omud Aleph, where the Chachomim said that they would set aside a substitute Kohen Gadol in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda said, since it's important and it's ma'akev that the Kohen Gadol has a wife, and his wife might die, so we have to separate and set aside a second wife in the eventuality that his wife will die. There'll be another wife for him, and so that at every given point he'll have a wife. Says the Gemara, V'rabono nami hochaishi l'shemo. The Rabbonon themselves agree that we have to take into account a possibility of a mishap. Namely, maybe the Kohen Gadol will become Tomei, and therefore we set aside a second Kohen Gadol. So if you're taking into account a Shema, a possibility of a mishap, why do the Chachomim not agree that something might happen to his wife? Because the Chachomim actually responded to Rabbi Yehuda and said, if you're going to be concerned about his wife dying, maybe a second, third, fourth wife will die. So therefore we're not concerned. Well, you Chachomim are concerned that the Kohen Gadol might become Tomei. Answers the Gemara, Omri l'cho Rabbonon, Tuma Shchicha. Becoming Tomei is something which is more probable and more common. Either he'll become a Balkeri, or an Amoretz will spit at him, and he'll be Tomei. Misa, however, concerning death, lo Shchicha, that's something which is very uncommon, and therefore the Chachomim say, even though we're concerned about a Kohen Gadol becoming Tomei, and therefore we separate a substitute, we're not concerned about a woman dying. Continues the Gemara, Omru loy, im kein ein adov asif. The Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to be concerned that one woman is going to die, maybe be concerned that the second wife will die as well. Asks the Gemara, Shapir ka Omru leil Rabbi Yehuda. They asked Rabbi Yehuda a good question. Why indeed is Rabbi Yehuda only concerned about the first wife dying and not the second one? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar lecha, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Lemisa dechoda chayshinon. So that one person should die, one of his wives should die on Yom Kippur, that's something which makes sense, or at least we can understand that we should be concerned. Lemisa de tarti, but that both wives should die on the same Yom Kippur, that's so unreasonable to think that way. Leichashinon, we do not need to worry about that. Verabonon, and the Chachomim, they say no. Iike lemechash, afile lemisa de trein chashinon. The Chachomim, who argued with Rabbi Yehuda and says, for the same token, in the same way as one can die, two can die. If you're worried about one, be worried about two. Ask the Gemara of Rabbonon, Neimru Inu Lenafshaihu. The Rabbonon themselves, they said, maybe the Kohen Gadol will become Tomei, so let's set aside the second Kohen Gadol. Maybe the second Kohen Gadol will become Tomei. Like they asked Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're separating a separate wife, and then maybe a second wife, third wife, fourth wife will die, then say the same to yourselves. If you're separating a second Kohen, maybe he'll also become Tomei, and you need a third or fourth or fifth Kohen. Omru l'cho Rabbonon, the Rabbonon will answer you and say no. Kohen Gadol Zorizhu. Death is not something which is in a person's control, it's all about probability. But when it comes to becoming Tomei, that's something which the Kohen Gadol should be able to control, and he's very aware of what's going on with him. And since he's so Zoriz, therefore we do not need to be concerned that more than the first Kohen will become Tomei. Asks the Gemara, Izorizu, if he's so careful not to become Tomei, Loma Maskinin Kohen Acher, why do I need a second Kohen at all? A second Kohen Gadol, one Kohen Gadol will be enough. Answers the Gemara, no. Kiven de Avdinon Le Tzara, Kosh Kendem is Daris Tfei. It's true, the Kohen Gadol will be very careful not to become Tomei. And therefore, even if you don't have a second Kohen Gadol, he'll be careful. However, if you make a second Kohen Gadol, and this Kohen Gadol knows, if you become Tomei Oy Vavoy, your rival, the second Kohen, he's going to take your place, that's going to make the first Kohen Gadol even more careful to make sure that he doesn't become Tomei in any way. And just having a second Kohen in place, ready to take over, is enough to make sure that the first Kohen will definitely not become Tomei. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going back to the concept that we saw in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says that we separate a second wife for him, that in case his first wife dies, he'll have the second wife. And as we saw them in the Mishnah, there's a pasuk that says, "V'chiper ba'adoy u'ba'ad beisoy," and beisoy zu ishtoy, that at every given moment through Yom Kippur, or at least when he's doing the avodah, he has to have a wife. And therefore, in case his first wife dies, they have to set aside a second wife. Says the Gemara, "Umisagile b'takanta," is it good enough that you have another woman on, you know, prepared that in the event that the first one dies, he'll then marry the second one? Beisoy omar achmona v'hachlav beisoyhu. Just because you have a second wife that is prepared to get married to you, but that doesn't help. Now it's Yom Kippur and she's not married to you. It says v'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beisoy. Says the Gemara, no, the mekadesh lo. He actually married her. Then he's got that second wife. Asks the Gemara, but it's not good enough to do kiddushin v'hokamo delei konislos till he didn't bring her into his home, lav beisoyhi. That's nisuin, not just erusin. It's not just kiddushin, it's got to be nisuin. Answers the Gemara, de konislo. No, that before Yom Kippur, he not only did kiddushin, he did nisuin to the second wife as well. Says the Gemara, oh, so he's got like two fully fledged wives, not just one on standby, you know, that she could be a wife. You mean he has two wives? Im kein have le shtei batim. In which case, then we know that beisoy zu ishtoy, a wife is called a home. He's got two homes, he's got two wives. Because the first one hasn't died yet, and let's hope she doesn't die. He's going to have two wives. Rachmona Omar, and the Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'adoy u'ba'ad beisoy, that his korban is going to atone for him and his home in single tents, one wife. V'loy ba'ad shtei batim, not two wives. Answers the Gemara, D'hodem megarishla. No, he married the second woman, he did nisuin, and then he divorced her. So now he doesn't have two wives. Says the Gemara, Imagarish la hadar kushil duchton. Then the question comes back. He hasn't got, he doesn't have a backup plan. If his first wife dies, and the second wife he's married and divorced, he's again not got a wife, he's again not got a beisoy. So what's going to be the, how's he going to do the avodah? Says the Gemara, and this is a short answer that's going to take us a whole omud to understand. Lo yitzricha de megarish lo al tnai. He gives her divorce with a condition. And this condition is going to make sure that at every given moment he's got a wife, not no wife, and not two wives. And we're going to have to understand that. What sort of condition is he, that means he's marrying the second woman, kiddushin and nisuin, and then he's giving her a divorce on condition, and somehow we don't yet know what that condition is, but that condition will make sure that whichever way you hold it, he'll always have one wife, not more, not less. And that's something which the Gemara is now going to slowly go through, and we're going to have seven different cases of conditions until we come to the final one, which is what the Gemara intended right from the beginning. Just at this point, the Gemara is taking us through the stages to come to the final understanding. So the Gemara starts like this. Do'omar lo, what was the condition? He says to the second wife, he says, Hareze gitoch almenos shetamuti, which means, if you, second wife, are going to die, then the divorce that I'm giving you will be valid, which means then from before Yom Kippur, he married her before Yom Kippur, he gave her the bill of divorce, he gave her the get before Yom Kippur. He says, if you're going to die at any time during Yom Kippur, then this is your divorce from the beginning, from before Yom Kippur. That means from before Yom Kippur, you're not my wife, if chances are that you're going to die. And let's remember, we said before that we don't suspect that two of them are going to die, which means that if woman number two is going to die at any point during Yom Kippur, then number one, we take for granted that woman number one is not going to die. And he just said now that if she is going to die sometime over Yom Kippur, then we have to make sure that she's divorced from before Yom Kippur, because otherwise, all those hours till she dies, he's got two wives. So we have to make sure that he's got only one wife from the beginning of Yom Kippur till the end. So he says, yeah, no problem. If you're going to die, then from before Yom Kippur, you're divorced. You're not my wife. So now, if the second one is going to die, she was divorced from before Yom Kippur, he only had one wife, his first wife. If she's not, if the first woman is going to die, then the second one is not going to die.
And if the second one's not going to die, then the second one won't be divorced. So whichever one is might die, he's only got one wife at a time. Okay, sounds like a good plan. Almanosya Tamuti asks the Gemara, no, there's a problem with that plan. V'dilma loy maisi. Maybe neither of them will die. All he said was that if you, second wife, die, then you'll be divorced from before Yom Kippur. And what happens if the second wife doesn't die? He's now got two wives. So if the first one dies, that's okay. But if the first one doesn't die, then he's got two wives at the same time. And we said before, you can't have two wives. And before we continue, Rashi and Tosfos and all the Rishonim here, they actually say that in each one of these six stages, before we get to the seventh and final one, the Gemara is going to ask a question. But a number of the questions are applied to other of the cases. That means the Gemara now asked a single question on this first example. This first condition that he tells wife two that if she's going to die in the middle of Yom Kippur, then she's divorced from the beginning of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asked a question that what happens if they both don't die, we have an issue. Now, there are other questions to be asked on this scenario, and the Gemara chooses one of them. But a number of the questions that are going to be addressed later could apply, according to other Rishonim, Tosfos, and the other Baalei Tosfos, Tosfos Rishonim, and others, ask right through the Sugya, and they point out in each case all the other possible questions the Gemara could have asked. Either way, that's the question the Gemara asks here. Elo, suggestion number two, condition number two. The Omar lo, he says, we're talking about that he says to wife number two, Hareza Gitoch, this is going to be your get, Almanos Sheloi Tamuti. If you don't die at all over Yom Kippur, then this will be your get. And then there's a few words here which some say don't belong in the Gemara. But let's first speak out. How does this condition work? He said, if you don't die, then you're divorced from the beginning of Yom Kippur. And then the two options are as follows. If wife number two is going to die, then wife number one will be his wife. And if wife number one is, and if wife number two is not going to die, then she'll be divorced. And again, wife number one will be wife. That means he's got two wives here, and the second one, either way, is not going to get in the way of the first one. Because either the second wife is going to die, and then she's not applicable, or she's not going to die, and then she'll be divorced. And either way, the first wife is going to be the wife, is going to be Beisoi. That's the suggestion of the Gemara. Eloi Meisa Migarushalo. If the second wife is not going to die, then he's divorced her. V'imeso, if she does die, Hokai Mahach, he's got the other wife to be his wife. Says the Gemara, but this option doesn't work either. Dilma, he loy meso, v'havile gito dahai gito. What will happen if the second wife doesn't die? And what was the condition? If you don't die, you'll be divorced. So then the get is a get. Umaisa chaverta, maybe the first wife is going to die. V'komle b'loi bayis, he's going to be left with no wife. And another question we could have asked is that, what happens if the second wife dies? If the second wife dies, then she's not divorced. She's dead. And the first wife will stay alive, because we never suspect that both are going to die, as we said before. However, all the hours before the second wife dies, he's got two wives, and that's an issue. And Tosfos HaRosh says that's another question that could have been asked here. Elo, condition number three. Do'omar lo, he says to wife number two, Almanos shetomus echod mikem. Here's a divorce, and the divorce is valid if either of you are going to die. If either wife number one dies, or wife number two dies, then you, wife number two, are divorced from before Yom Kippur. And then, either way, it's okay. If wife number two dies, then wife number one won't die. Wife number one will be his wife, and wife number two will be divorced from before Yom Kippur because she died. In the event that wife number one dies, then we know that wife number two will not die. If wife number two doesn't die, then he has a wife. Even though his first wife died, he's got the second wife. And obviously here, Tosfos says straight away, we have a question on this. I don't understand. If wife number one dies, then wife number two is divorced, because the condition was that wife number two is divorced if either of them die. So we have an issue. Tosfos says that's one of the things the Gemara could have asked. But the Gemara at this point assumes that if wife number two dies, then she was divorced from the beginning of Yom Kippur. So there's no problem of having two wives. And wife number one is his wife. And if wife number one dies, wife number two will be his wife. That's what the Gemara is taking on now. And then, Al-Menasya Thomas Echad Mikem, then Mesa, if wife number two dies, Hokai Mahach, wife number one is alive. Mesa Hach, and if wife number one dies, Hokai Mahach, wife number two is still alive. And as we said, Tosfos asks that it doesn't help that wife number two is alive, she'll be divorced. This asks the Gemara, no, we have an issue with this condition as well. Dilma Loi Maisi, Loi Chodiminayu. Since the divorce is dependent on one of them dying, maybe none of them will die. And this is the same question we asked on condition number one, that the first answer we had was also, Hareza Gito Chalmenosya Tomuti, and we said the same question we asked there. Maybe none of them will die, V'havalei Shnei Batim, and then he'll have two wives, and that's also no good. V'oid, another question. Ki hai gavna, the very fact that you're making a get and saying that that the divorce is dependent on let's say on you dying, because he said if any of them die, including wife number two. So he's telling wife number two, here's your divorce, and all the while that you're alive, you're not really divorced from me. It's only, that means every minute that you're alive, you're dependent. That means there's no point, there's no cutoff point. There's no absolute, clear, distinct cutoff point. This is the point you're divorced. No, because all the time that you're alive, you're not divorced. If someone's going to die, or if this woman, if wife number two, is going to die, then it will retroactively will say that the get was a get. But there's no distinct cutoff point, and that's an issue. We have a get. Is such a get valid? And the Rishonim say this question could have been asked previously as well. V'omar Rava, did Rava not say, Hareze gitoch, if somebody gives his wife a get and says, Almanos shelo tish di yayin, it's on condition that you're not going to drink wine, kol yamei chayei v'chayeichi. You're not going to drink wine all the while that you or I are alive, you're not going to touch any wine. Which means he's given her the get, but at any moment, she's still bound to him because if any of them are going to, if she's going to drink wine, then the get's going to be invalid. In Zekrisus. Since she's her whole life, she's bound to him and bound to the condition, this is not called a severing of the relationship, it's an invalid get. However, if he says, Kol yamei chayei ploini, if he says that if you don't drink wine all the while that somebody else is alive, that's okay. Because then she's not dependent on him or on herself. She's dependent on somebody else. Then as long as you can make a condition, as long as it's dependent on somebody else, it's okay. Hareza Christos, it's a good get. Christos, it's a kosher get. Over here in this case, where he says to her that all the while that means the get is only valid if somebody is going to die. That means if you're going to die, then the get will be valid. So every given moment where she's not dying yet, or she's not just there, she's not going to die now, then she's still bound to him. So the whole get is invalid. That's the second question the Gemara asked. Elo says the Gemara, we're going to try a fourth idea. The Omer lo, he says to wife number two, Hareza Gitoch, this is your wife, Almanos Sheloi Tomus Chavrech. That if wife number one doesn't die, then you'll be divorced. And that's what the condition is. So let's work it out. If wife number one doesn't die, then wife number two is divorced, because that was the condition. Here's the divorce if wife number one doesn't die. So if wife number one doesn't die, then wife number one is his wife, and wife number two is divorced. If wife number one dies, then the divorce of the second one isn't a divorce, and the second one will be his wife. So Eloi Mesa Chaverto, if wife number one doesn't die, Migarosho, then wife number two will be divorced. He has only one wife now, it's okay. Vi Mesa, and if wife number one dies, I Mesa Ha, Hokai Maha, wife number two is alive. Again, he has just one wife. Says the Gemara, I have an issue with this. V'dilma ma'isa chaverto. Maybe wife number one is going to die when bepalga da avoida, in the middle of the avoida, in the middle of Yom Kippur. And then, v'gloi milsa lemafreya, And then it will be retroactively, it will become clear. Dagito dahai lav gitahu. Then the divorce of the second wife is not considered a divorce because the condition was that the divorce of the second wife is only if the first one doesn't die. And now she did die, the first one. So the second one's not divorced. Va'ovid le'avoida b'shtei batim. Then all the while that wife number one was still alive, he's got two wives. So if she stays alive, the whole Yom Kippur, then that was the condition. Then wife number two is divorced. But if she's going to die in the middle of Yom Kippur, then wife number two is not divorced. But all the while that the first one was still alive, he had two wives. And that's an issue. Elo, we're going to try number five. Condition number five. Elo de Omar lo, he says to wife number two as follows. Harei ze gitoch, this is a divorce, a get. Al menos shetomus chavrosech. If wife number one dies, then wife number two will be divorced from before Yom Kippur. And then you just asked a question on condition number four. What was your issue? That if the wife number one dies, then all the while that wife number one was alive, wife number two was a second wife, and that's an issue. No, we've taken care of that now. We said that if wife number one dies at any time, then wife number two is going to be divorced from before Yom Kippur. And that way, at least regarding this issue of having two wives, we've taken care of that. That's how it would seem from the basic reading of the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, okay, very good, you've taken care of the fact that there's not going to be two wives, but then there's no wife. V'dilma ma'isi chaverta, maybe wife number one is going to die. V'havele gito dahai gito, and then the get of the second wife will be valid. V'komle b'loi bayis, and now he's got no wife, no bayis, and that's also no good. That's how the Pashtus reading of this Gemara. Tosfos has a bit of a different explanation here, but that's the Pashtus here. Elo says the Gemara, the Megarish lo letarvayu. Now the Gemara is going on to case number six. We have to change our tactic. Well, remember the Gemara said before on that first wide line, it must be that he's marrying the second woman and divorcing her with a condition. Because if he divorces her just like that, there's no point. So we need her in case the first wife dies, but we have to make sure that she's not there if the first wife doesn't die. And if the first wife does die, we have to make sure that the first wife was not there till she died. Because otherwise, till she died, there was two wives. That's what's going on here. So we couldn't find any condition that would fit that bill. So the Gemara says what we meant before, by making a condition, he actually gives a bill of divorce. He gives a get to both wives, and he makes a condition with both. That's what the Gemara means. Elo de megarish lo letarvayu. L'chodo omar lo, to one of them he says to wife number two, Harei ze gitoch, this is going to be your get. Al menos sheloi tomus chavretech. That means if the first wife is not going to die, this is your get. Because if the first wife doesn't die, the second wife is only getting in the way, then this is your get. Ulechado omar lo, and to wife number one he says, Harei ze gitoch, this is your get. Al menos sheloi tikonsi lebeis haknesses. If you don't go into any shul over Yom Kippur, then this is a get. If you go into a shul, then that means if you don't go into a shul, this is a get. If you go into a shul, then there's no get. Okay. And what have we gained with that? So then let's work it out. If the first wife is going to stay alive, then the second one is divorced. Okay. But if the first wife is not going to die, then she's also got a get in her hand, and the get is a get if she doesn't go into a shul. So as soon as it gets to the end, right at the end of Yom Kippur, and wife number one says that there's no real reason to assume that, and there's no time really left for the first wife now to die, because if the first one dies, then the divorce of the second one is not valid. And then the second wife will be the wife. We'll get there in a minute. But all the while that the first wife is not dying, then the second wife is divorced. That was the condition with the second wife. If wife number one lives, you're divorced. Okay, wife number one must make sure that at the end of the day, she goes into a shul. Right at the end of the day, She must go into shul, because if she doesn't go into a shul, then she's going to be divorced, and then he's got no wife. So at the end of the day, she has to go into the shul. Okay, now what's the other chance? What happens if the first wife does die over Yom Kippur? If the first one dies over Yom Kippur, then since she didn't go into a shul, because she died sometime over Yom Kippur, she didn't go into a shul, then the get is a get from the beginning of Yom Kippur. She's divorced, and the second wife will be his wife. And you don't have a problem of having two wives here, because in the event, because what was the question all along, that maybe till the first wife dies, he's got two wives? No, because since she ended up not going into a shul, she died, therefore it will transpire that she was divorced from the beginning of Yom Kippur, and this seems to have taken care of all the issues. Says the Gemara, no, we have an issue here. Dilma loy maisa chaverta. Maybe wife number one doesn't die. If wife number one doesn't die, so wife number two is divorced. Okay, but we said that wife number one will also be divorced if she doesn't go into a shul. And maybe she'll end up not going into the shul because she's lazy and she just didn't go to the shul. Now the divorce of both of them is a divorce. He's left with no wife. Elo, this is the seventh and final solution. L'chodo, Omar lo, to one of the wives, he says, Hareze gitoch al menos sheloi tomus chavertech. He says to wife number two, if the first wife doesn't die, then you, second wife, are divorced. Which was similar to what we said before. That's what he says to wife number two. Ulechado amar lo, to wife number one, he says, Hareze gitoch, this is your get, al menos she'ekoneis ani lebeis haknesses, on condition that I, Kohen Gadol, go into a shul. If I go into a shul, then you're divorced. If I don't go into a shul, you're not divorced. So then it goes as follows. Let's work it out. If wife number one is going to die, then wife number two is his wife, because he told wife number two that she's divorced if wife number one survives. So if wife number one doesn't survive, she dies, then wife number two is his wife. What's going to be the issue? The question is going to be that till wife number one died, he's got two wives. No. Because when he realized his wife was a goisus, when he realized that his wife was really about to pass out, before she dies, the Kohen Gadol goes into a shul. He says, oh, my wife's about to die, I'm going into shul. Because if she's about to die, then the second wife is definitely not going to die. If the second wife is not going to die, the second wife is not divorced. The first wife is going to die, and that means the second wife is not going to be divorced. I'll quickly go into a shul. If I go into a shul, that means that my first wife was divorced from before Yom Kippur. My first wife is divorced before Yom Kippur. My second wife is my wife. He's only got one wife. If the first wife is going to survive, then the second wife is going to be divorced, because that's what he told the second wife. Here's a get if the first one survives. So whichever way you hold it, he's only got one wife. Let's see this inside. L'chod o'ma lo, to wife number two, he says, Hare ze gitoch, this is your get, al menos sheloi tomus chavertech. If wife number one survives, this is a get, your get. Ulado amar lo, and to the first wife he says, Hare ze gitoch al menos she'ikonis ani lebeis haknesses. If I go into a shul, you're divorced. Di mai sehai, if the first wife dies, kai mahai, the second wife will be his wife. Vi mai sehai, and if the second wife is going to die, and if she's going to die, then the first wife is not going to die. If the first wife is not going to die, then the second wife is divorced. Hokai Mahai, he's got the first wife. Michael Amema, what are you going to be worried about? Dilma Maisa Chaverto Bepalga Da Avoida. Maybe wife number one is going to die in the middle of the day, in the middle of the Avoida, halfway through. Va'ovad La Avoida Le Mafrea Bishnei Batim. And then all the while that the first wife was still alive, he had two wives, because the second wife was only divorced if the first wife survives. She didn't survive. She died. So the second wife is not divorced. And the first wife died sometime in the middle of the Avodah. He's now got two wives. No. This is what we said before. Ichozi lo de koboy le meimas, when the Kohen Gadol sees or hears that his first wife is about to die, kodim ihu va'ay le beis kneses, he quickly goes into the shul, umashve le gito deha, and then the get of the first wife is valid. Gito is a valid get le mafrea retroactively, and then he doesn't have two wives at any given point. That is the end of this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. This that we said, that beisoy means v'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beisoy. Beisoy means one wife, not two wives. Maskeflor of Asi. Rav Asi says, v'itemir Rav Avira. Others say it was Rav Avira asks that we have an issue with this. Elo me'ato. What happens in the case of shdei yevomois habois mibayis echod? If you have one man that died without children, he had two wives, and we know that the brother of such a man has to do yibum, maybe lo yisyabmu, they shouldn't do any yibum, because the pasuk says, asher lo yivne es beis ochiv. Somebody who doesn't want to do yibum, the pasuk by yibum says that what you're doing is you are establishing the home, the single home of the brother that died. And if beisoy always means just one, here he had two wives, then there should be no yibum. Says the Gemara, no. Yivimto yivimto yiribo. You're right, as far as the word beisoy is concerned, it would mean if he has just one wife. But since it says the extra word yivimto in the pasuk, it says it v'im lo yachpo itzo ish lo kacha, says yivimto, v'also yivimto yasharo elazkenim, etc. It says twice the word yivimto to impress on us that even if he had two wives, then you still do yibum. Maskif lo ravina v'itemir of shravya. Another question. Elo me'ato, you said before, at the beginning of the Gemara, that beisoy, it's not good enough to have kiddushin. It needs to be nisuin. It has to be that he's taken her into his house, not just done a kiddushin. Elo me'ato, if so, arusa loitis yabim. Then if a person had done kiddushin with a wife, and then this man died without children, then his brother shouldn't have to do yibum, because his wife, the beisoy, his wife was not yet done nisuin. Says the Gemara, no. That since the pasuk says an extra word, hachutza, ki yeshu achim yachtav umeis echod mem ubein ein loy loisia eishes hameis hachutza leishzar, that the wife of the deceased husband should not go out to a strange person. Yevomo yovo eleo lukocho loy leish of yibmo. There's a mitzvah of yibum. The extra word hachutza le rabbi says harusa, that even an arusa should has to do yibum. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. We learnt in a brisa, Kohen Gadol makriv oinon. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to offer korbonos even though he's an oinon. An oinon is the day that one of the seven close relatives dies. That day is an oinon. And if a regular Kohen does an avoida whilst an oinon, the avoida is posel. A Kohen Gadol is different. He's allowed to offer up the korbonos even as an oinon. Ve'ino eichel. He's not allowed to eat from korbonos when he's an oinon, but he's allowed to offer the korbonos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer kol hayoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, all day. What does that mean? We don't really know what Rabbi Yehuda means here. My kol hayoim, asks the Gemara. What's Rabbi Yehuda trying to impress? He's arguing with the Tanakama. What's he saying? So Omar Rava, others say it should be Rabba. What does Rabba say? Lo nitzrecho elo lahavioi mitoich beisoi. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying, not only the Kohen Gadol can continue doing the avoda that he's in the middle of, that on the contrary, there's a mitzvah to bring the Kohen Gadol from his home when he's in a state of oinon. We don't want him to be sad. It's a mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol to be happy all the time. So we bring him to the Beis HaMikdash and be distracted from the pain and from the mourning, and he should continue doing the avoda. That's according to Rabba, that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Kol hayoim. Make sure that all day is in the Beis HaMikdash, go and bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. Omar le Abaya. Abaya said to Rabba, it doesn't make sense, because that means that Rabbi Yehuda is being even more makel. Hashta le Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's discuss a regular Kohen, not a Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, afukei mafkinon le. That the Kohen Hedyot, even if he's in the middle of doing the Avodah, we tell him, stop in the middle of what you're doing. Stop. You're an oinon. The Tanya, as we saw in the Braisa, hoya oimidu makriv al gabe mizbeach. If a regular Kohen was in the middle of, he was standing and offering the korban on the mizbeach, v'shoma shameis lemeis, and he hears that his that one of his relatives died, maniach avoida, so he leaves his avoida, v'yoytz, and he goes out, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer, Rabbi Yossi says yigmer. Rabbi Yossi says that if you're in the middle of an avoida, you can carry on doing the avoida. Don't start a new avoida. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda was more, by Kohen Hedyot, he's more machmir than the person who's arguing with him, which is Rabbi Yossi. And over here you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is being more makel, vat omrus, and now you're saying by Kohen Gadol, not only is he allowed to do the avoda when he's there, my sinon emitech beis, are you even going to bring him from his home? Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the more machmir. How can over here he be more makel? Elo omar rova. This Rava, before it was Rabba, Rava gives another explanation. What does it mean? Rav Yehuda says, Kol Hayoim, my Kol Hayoim, Loimar, She'eino Oivet Kol Hayoim. He's arguing with the Tanakama and he's being Machmir. Tanakama say, Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinon. Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring a korban even when he's not Oinon. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Hayoim. All day, he's not allowed to do that Avodah. Why is he not allowed to do that Avodah? We know that a Kohen Gadol who does the Avodah as an Oinon, it's not possible. He might come to eat from the korbanos, and we know that an oinon, even a kohen gadol, is not allowed to eat from the korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda was concerned he might by mistake come to eat it, and therefore he says kol hayom he shouldn't do the avoda. Omar lo Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava. Rav Ada bar Ava asked against Rava, umigoza Rabbi Yehuda, and this is why this gemara is brought here. It says Rabbi Yehuda concerned, Shema Yoichal, maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to eat from a korban in an oinon state. What nan we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af isho acheres maskinin loy. What happens if a Kohen Gadol, if his wife dies, then he's going to marry he's got a second wife. But if his wife dies, then he's an oinon. And if he's an oinon, Shema Tomus ishtoy, maybe his wife is going to die, and he'll have a second wife, v'imaisi ishtoy, ovid avoida. But we see this Kohen Gadol continues doing the avoida, even though his wife died. If his wife died, he's an oinon. If he's an oinon, you see clearly, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you separate a second wife, which means we're concerned maybe the first wife will die. And we want the Kohen Gadol to continue doing the avoida, therefore he has a second wife. But he's going to be continuing doing the avoida, even in a state of oinon. So how can you, Rava, say that a Kohen Gadol in a state of oinon is not allowed to do the avoida because he might eat from the korban? You see clearly now, Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Answers the Gemara, Omer le hochi hashta. There's a very fundamental difference. Hosam, in our Mishnah, kiven du yema kippurim, who we're talking about im kippah, to kule al maloika ochli, who eats on im kippah? Kohen Gadol wouldn't entertain the idea, nothing to do with oinon. You don't eat on im kippah. Even if he's an oinon, of course he's not going to eat it, Yom Kippur. Hocha, however, in the case of the oinon that we're speaking about here, in the brisa of Kohen Gadol, Shekriv oinon, Shekriv Gadol Makriv oinon, to Kula Alma Ochli, everybody else is eating, it's not Yom Kippur. He may come and eat, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, make sure you don't do the avoida, so you shouldn't by mistake come to eat. Asks the Gemara, Rechihai Gavna Michailo Alei Aninus V'homigrusha. I don't understand. We just explained that if his wife dies, then before she died, he gave her the get. You remember we said he went into the shul in order that just before she died, the get from the beginning of Yom Kippur, retroactively, she was divorced. So if she was divorced, then there's no aninus. It's not his wife. So v'homigrusha, he divorced her. Answers the Gemara, Nehida aninus leichayil alei. You're right. The real halachas of aninus don't apply. Aninus only applies to one of the seven relatives. A wife is one of them. But if she's divorced, then not. However, trude miloi mitzred. However, since he was very close to her, he wasn't fighting with her, he didn't want to divorce her. It was just that because he needed to have only one wife, not more and not less, he had to do this condition that if she was going to die, that she would be divorced from the beginning of Yom Kippur. But he was attached to her. And therefore, itrude milo mitrit, he's going to be otherwise distracted because of the pain of losing the wife he didn't want to lose. And therefore, even though he's not an oinon, but he's torud, and since he's torud, he's not allowed to eat kochim, as Rashi brings, ube kochim b'inon simcho gdula, and brings a pasuk, "Derech shamelochim oichlim," you have to eat it besimcha, and therefore he's not allowed to eat it, even though he's not really an oinon, but he's disturbed enough that he's not allowed to eat kachim, and he might come to eat kachim by mistake, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's a gzeira, he shouldn't do the avoda the whole day, if it's not Yom Kippur. And in the next shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.